Hey there, friends. Sean here. And this is a best of episode of the Unstuck Entrepreneur podcast, where I'm taking the most popular, most talked about, most important episodes of the past and bringing them back for an encore presentation. So enjoy the replay of this episode, and I'll be back in a few weeks with another new episode and fresh topic. I'm Sean Miner, and this is Unstuck, a space for heart-centered entrepreneurs to implement both the inner work and outer strategies required to get unstuck and build the impactful, profitable business of their dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. Let's get into today's session. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. Thank you all so much for being here and joining me. If it's your first episode of Unstuck, hey, welcome. Happy to have you. Pull up a seat, grab a drink, get comfy, or don't, or be in your car, or be on a walk, or be doing dishes, whatever you want to do. But happy to have you here, and feel free to look around at some of the other episodes in the past and see what else appeals to you and go from there. All right, today we are chatting about this big elephant in the room, especially when it comes to business, something that most of us deal with. So not something I'm calling anybody out in particular about. It's probably all of us, if we're here, that have dealt with or are currently dealing with some form of resistance when it comes to a lot of things in life. But here we're talking about business in particular. So especially when it comes to the idea of starting or building or growing or scaling your business. We gotta get into this whole talk of resisting versus allowing in your business so we can clear that up and you can actually be doing what you wanna be doing and going in the direction that you wanna be going in. Before we get into it, I just wanna let you know that this episode is not being recorded in my usual circumstances, so it may sound a little bit different and you may hear some dogs barking, some saws going. I mean, who knows what at this point? I'm currently in the closet, sitting on the floor of my mother-in-law's house. As a lot of you know, I am staying in the lower level of my mother-in-law's house for the short term while we look for our forever home. She graciously offered half of her house to us, which is amazing. And it's wonderful and great. And I have this beautiful office that looks out onto the city. We're up in the mountains and it's so gorgeous. But today we have, or she has, some yard work being done outside of that office. And there's dogs and there's people and there's talking and barking and whining and a lot of noises. So I moved up here into the closet hoping it will be better, but it may or may not. So just putting that out there that, you know, if you hear things in the background, we're just going to roll with it today because it doesn't matter. What we really need to do is have this conversation no matter what. Okay, let's get into it, starting with a quote from one of my favorite entities, Abraham Hicks. And I have to tell you, I have been rereading the book Ask and It Is Given by Abraham and Esther Hicks. And I've read it probably 4 or 5 times now. And I just bring it out about once a year and reread it just because I love it. And it's always so helpful. And you pick up new things each time you read it. It's one of those books. And reading it and reading quotes like this, which is the premise of pretty much everything they teach, is what guided me to want to share this episode with you today and do this episode. So if what I say resonates with you today, go pick up that book. It's so good. Ask and It Is Given by Abraham Hicks. But the quote from the book is, when you expect something, it is on the way. When you believe something, it is on the way. When you fear something, it is on the way. What I love about this quote is it can really go at any end of the spectrum, because that something could be something wanted or it could be something unwanted. So when you expect something wanted, it is on the way. When you expect something unwanted, it is on the way. And when you believe something wanted or desired, it is on the way. And when you believe something undesirable, it is on the way. And then, of course, when you fear something, it is on the way. So keep that in mind, not just for this episode, but come back to that. It's really something for us to keep top of mind always, is this idea of, where am I putting my energy? Where am I putting my thoughts and my emotions? Is it on what I desire or on what I don't desire? And that's really the basis of everything we're going to talk about today. So let's get into this idea of resistance. The actual definition, taken from Google, thank you very much, is the refusal to accept or comply with something, the attempt to prevent something by action or argument. I really love that second piece of it, because this is what I see over and over and over again in those of you who are looking to start a business or grow a business or change a business. The attempt to prevent something by action or argument. We're going to dive deeper into that today. My definition of resistance is quite simple. You've heard me say it on multiple occasions, probably almost every single episode of the 110 now. I've said some form of this, which is getting in your own way. So resistance is getting in your own way. The question then for us to answer today, or get real with ourselves about today, is, are you doing that to your business? Are you getting in the way of having the business of your dreams? Are you attempting to prevent the business of your dreams by action or argument? And that might sound pretty crazy, and you might be like, definitely not. I'm not doing that. I want this business. I want to have this freedom. I want to make this impact. I want to make this money. And yet, if you really look at it, if you get real honest with yourself, you can see that you are actually preventing that. Whether you know why, whether you know how, it still should be or will be pretty obvious if you take a real hard look at what you're doing, okay? And that's what I kind of want to bring to light or bring to the surface today, just to give you something to think about. So are you refusing to accept that your dream business is actually possible? Think about that. Are you refusing to accept that your dream business is actually possible? Keep in mind, on the surface, me saying that right now, you're like, no, absolutely not. But what is going on underneath the surface in your subconscious programming? Does your subconscious think that it is not actually possible for you to create your dream business, and so it's keeping you from doing that? Are you preventing your business's success by way of your actions? I can tell you, because I know a lot of you, I've seen a lot of you, I've been in the business world for a long time, and I always love looking and kind of dissecting how people are building and running their businesses. A lot of people are preventing their business success by way of their actions. They are keeping their business from being successful. Subconsciously, yes, they don't realize that they're doing it in many cases, but it's happening. And this is where we can really start getting clear with ourselves and getting real and making some significant changes so that you actually can have a successful business. Because right now you might just be putting up that wall and not even knowing it. And are you getting in the way of your dreams? It's quite possible, my friends. Please don't take this the wrong way, because I'm here to help you out of it. There is nothing I want more than for you all to have your dream business, to live your dream life, to be making the amount of money you want to make, to be having the flexibility and the freedom and the schedule that you want, and to be impacting thousands of lives. That's what I want for you. And that is why we keep having these conversations, because it is possible. You are getting in the way of it. And you might think that you're not. Those questions might be like, nope, 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 not me. And you might argue to me that you do really think your dream business is possible, that you are, quote unquote, trying to make it happen. Trying doesn't get you very far. Especially once you hear the rest of this conversation, you will understand where I'm coming from with that. So I'm here with you all today to politely beg to differ, because I see most of you hanging out in a place of resistance. Even when sometimes on the outside, it can look like trying and efforting and doing all the things and having this long to-do list and going through all these motions, which we talked about a few episodes ago, the difference between being in motion and taking action. This is what I see. And I would guess, pretty good guess, that if you weren't resisting your business, you would not be listening to this podcast right now. You'd be out living your dream life. You'd be doing what you love. Your dream business is crushing it. You have this flexibility and freedom, and you wouldn't need me for sure, right? So let's talk this out a little bit. First, it starts at point A. Point A is your desired business. How it looks, how it feels, what happens, what doesn't happen, how many people you help, doing what, who it is that you help, all the things that you know about your desired business. At some point, something inside of you came to the realization that you wanted that business, that you wanted to work for yourself. You didn't want to work for someone else anymore. You wanted to get a degree or certification that would allow you to help someone else in a certain way. You wanted to be able to do this on your own. You wanted to have a business where you could work from anywhere. You wanted a business that would allow you to take time off with your kids. There's so many different variations of our dream businesses. We each have our own, right? But whatever it was, your inner you came up with a desire based on several different factors, your mission, your desires, your purpose here in this lifetime, your reason for being here. You wanted what you wanted for a reason, and it came to be for a purpose, and it is meant to be in your experience. Okay, so you didn't just come up with this out of thin air when it really isn't actually something that aligns with you and isn't something you actually want for most of us. And if that's the case, then you will know with me just saying it right away that that's actually not what you want. And there are people who think they want this dream business and they actually don't. But most of us have that desire for a reason, and that came to be for a specific purpose. And so as soon as that desire was created within you, the path to get there was also created. That is how the energy of the universe works. It is very cool to think that once you had this desire, it became a reality, and the path for you to get to that reality also came to be. And I know for some of you who aren't quite as woo as I am, that may seem a little outrageous, but it doesn't matter. I still want you to go with this theme, consider this whole entire picture, and take from it what you will. But I also know a lot of you out there are fully into the universal laws and fully understand that your path is created, your path is there. And in a non-resistant or fully allowing state, that's the opposite of resistance, is allowance, you would be fully guided to that desire. You would be able to receive the nudges, the downloads, the ideas, the pushes, the intuitive guidance, and you would take aligned action from that place to make it a reality. That is how the path of allowing looks. As I'm sure you can imagine, It feels good. It feels good to be there and to know and to trust and to allow that guidance. There's no forcing, no struggle, no quote unquote trying or efforting, no copying what someone else is doing because it worked for them, so it must work for you, or thinking that it has to look a certain way in order for things to work, or feeling like you have to be on social media, you have to do this, you have to do that. None of that would be there. Because you know and trust in the process, in the steps that are unfolding before you, and you roll with it. You're excited for what's in store. You're not questioning or overthinking any of it because you are fully aware and fully in expectation that what you want is on its way to you, and you are simply following the path that has already been laid out for you. Pretty dang cool, if you ask me. So 99.9% of people don't operate from this place of allowing in any areas of their lives, especially not business owners. Instead, you often unknowingly resist that path that's already been created. You don't acknowledge that it's there, realize that it's there, trust the process of its unfolding. So you end up turning your back on the nudges, questioning the intuitive guidance. You make excuses as to why those downloads wouldn't possibly work for you. You tell yourself you're not ready to go along with that path that is so clearly being laid out before you. As you can see, resistance in all forms comes from one place, and that is in your thoughts, which a lot of us know here because we've been doing this work. But let me remind you that your thoughts come from your beliefs. That is where they stem from. And your beliefs are what make up your subconscious programming. And then beliefs move into being thoughts, and thoughts move into being actions. We take action based on our thoughts. And what kind of Sean talk, we'll call it, would this be without talking in terms of energy and vibration of this whole darn thing? So think about it. The energetic expression of your desire, that desired business, your dream business, what you really want to be doing with your time here, is on one really high, amazing level. It's like exciting and thrilling and joyful and impactful and freeing and peaceful and all these really high vibration emotions. So that's the energetic expression of our dream business. But the energy you're regularly putting out is on a totally different energetic playing field, just not even remotely close. It's the energetic expression of fear, lack, overwhelm, stress, anxiety, doubt, discouragement, frustration. I could keep going, right? Totally different level. So at that point, we have a complete energetic mismatch. And if we're talking in terms of manifestation and law of attraction, which if you're into Abraham Hicks, you are familiar with. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you are familiar with. And if you haven't and you are interested, go back. I have multiple episodes on manifestation, law of attraction, energetic vibrations, all that stuff, so you can get into it. And it does very much impact your business as well. So I highly recommend it. And so if we're in that place of energetic mismatch and talking in terms of manifestation and law of attraction, you will always receive what you put out. So you will receive more things to cause you fear, confusion, and struggle in your business. And this goes back to the quote from the beginning: when you expect something, it is on the way. When you believe something, it is on the way. And when you fear something, it is on the way. And in this book, and something that, again, if you have followed Abraham Hicks at all, you've probably heard this analogy, but I really like it. Resistance can be thought about like this. Say that you want to take a trip from Los Angeles to New York. Let's just make it easy if you're in the US. We all know where LA is and we all know where New York is. And you want to take a road trip from one place to the other. You have a map that tells you exactly how to get there, what roads to take, when to turn, when you will need to take a pit stop even, when you might need to stay over. You've created this whole schedule of getting from point A to point B. And resistance would look like you going down that path. I'm on my way to New York. I'm making good time. Things are looking great. Oops, now I'm going to do a U-turn and go back towards LA. Oop, oh, oh, but now I'm back on the path. Actually, I'm feeling good. Let's go back to New York. Oh, and now I'm going to turn around again and go back towards LA. And that could go on forever. And you will never actually get to your destination. You'll never get to New York. You will always stay somewhere in between LA and New York, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, making U-turns every single time you have this resisting thought towards your desire. Every time you're like, no, actually I don't believe this map. I think it actually had me take a wrong direction. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go a different direction. I'm going to veer this way instead of veering that way because I don't trust this map. When like I know Google Maps and Waze and stuff, they're pretty good, but they're not 100%. I've had some bad experiences, but they're pretty good. Maps are pretty good these days. So I think we can safely rely on them. And especially, you know, the maps in the old times when it was just a piece of paper, like can't go wrong there. Pull out your old school map and you will have the right path, no doubt. And so, yeah, most of us don't question a map. We don't question if Google Maps or Waze is going to take us to the right place. We just trust and we follow the instructions and we go. And that is what it looks like to allow your desires to unfold. Whereas instead, we spend most of our time resisting and never making our way to point B, never kind of going back and forth and back and forth, making U-turns constantly and never getting there because we don't actually trust it. So I love that analogy. I hope you can see yourself potentially in that analogy and will maybe do some work to become more trusting of the map the way you trust your ways. Okay. And I want you to know too that this is extremely common in all areas of life, not just in business. We do this all the time. Everywhere. I have resisted so many things in my life. I resisted finding a romantic partner because I was sure that it had to look a certain way. My relationship had to be a certain way, just from my own programming growing up and only seeing male-female relationships. That's what I thought I had to do. I never considered anything else. And so I resisted a relationship that was actually the right one for me and spent a lot of time being single when I didn't want to be because I was only looking inside that box and I was doing U-turns every time that box didn't look a certain way or the relationship didn't look a certain way. I resisted making good money because I had so many money blocks that I did not know were even there until I was like, what, 35 years old. My entire life had been built around these money stories that I had from growing up and the beliefs that I had about money. And so I just could not make money no matter how hard I tried, no matter what I did, because I was actually resisting it without me knowing it. And it took doing some hard money mindset work to change that so that I could be in allowance of making money and let it flow to me. And it has ever since. I resisted my success because I thought I had to work hard to be successful. I thought success had to look a certain way and I didn't look that way. and I resisted it for a very long time. Again, until I did more of this work, I got into Abraham Hicks, I started doing mindset work and started working on my energetic expression, and I was able to make the switch so that success was inevitable for me. And it's been that way ever since. I've never looked back, and now this is why I'm here teaching you all of this stuff as well, because I want that for you too. And now for you, especially when it comes to your business, although it may be happening in other areas of your life, like I said, it may look like you having this idea and plan and goals for your business and then spending the rest of the time in a place of fear where you're fearing failure or fearing judgment, something like that. You may spend the rest of your time in like the what if stage where all you can think about is what if something goes wrong? What if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? Or the I can't thoughts take over. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for that. All of those thoughts come to be. And then it turns into the I'm not cut out for this thought or kinds of thoughts. It will potentially look like excuses. It will look like not taking action. It will look like doing more busy work and less actual aligned action. It will be holding on to your safety net. And that is what drives your decisions, your actions, and reactions in your business. I wanted to not only share my stories of different areas of my life where I have been in resistance, but also show you how it may look in your own world so that you can see why this is happening. I think you can probably start guessing what's really going on here, and this is where we start digging into the why. I hope you can see by now the real reason behind your resistance is because of your subconscious beliefs and programming. We are programmed to expect and resist possible failure. We're programmed to think that it's hard to make money, that we don't deserve success, that success doesn't look like us. We don't deserve to get paid what we're worth, that we need to work hard to make any money at all. And that business is hard. Being an entrepreneur is hard. It takes long hours. Gosh, I mean, you all know, I could go on and on and on. We have so many different programs that could be running in the background that's making it near impossible to get into a space of allowing versus resisting. So now you can see it is the subconscious programming that's going on in the background of your life that is causing this resistance in all areas of your life. And many of you know this is something we talk about all the time here on Unstuck. So nothing really new if you've been listening for a while, but then you also know that I think this is something, and you probably agree, that bears repeating over and over again. So now the next question to ask ourselves really is, how would you think and act if you knew with every fiber of your being that your success is inevitable and that your vision of your dream business will be your reality and that you will be supported in every step of the process? How would you think? How would you act? Would it be different than how you are today? And if the answer is yes, and we might need to get real with ourselves again here, if the answer is yes, that means that you are acting from this place of resistance. You are resisting your business. If you know that you are taken care of and that it will work out in your favor, what are your thoughts and subsequent actions then? Are they different than how you are acting and thinking now? A little something else here for you to chew on. I think we've already gotten a lot, but let's continue on with it. The only way things won't work out in your favor is because you're putting your attention and energy on the not having of it. The beliefs that you have about it are the ones taking over. The struggles that you think might incur are the ones that are guiding you. And the failure that may or may not happen is what you are thinking about. So the only way that it won't work out in your favor is because that is where you're putting your attention and energy on. You are in a place of resistance. You are constantly doing the U-turns, which makes it impossible for you to never get to New York. Because you're going and then you U-turn. You go and you U-turn because the beliefs and the thoughts and thinking about the struggles and thinking about the failure and thinking about how hard it is and thinking about how you don't deserve it, all of those things are what is keeping you in this place of resistance. And this is what I'm seeing in most potential entrepreneurs out there. And this is exactly the number one reason why I created the business program that I did, because I know firsthand, and I've seen it a million times, how our mental and emotional resistance gets in the way of our mission, passion, and purpose to help others, to make a real impact and difference in this world, and to live this abundant, prosperous, freedom-filled life. It happened to me. I've seen it happen to lots of other people, and I don't want that for you. So we need to start here, my friends. This is the foundational work that must be done before you start working on these tangible business concepts that are floating around everywhere these days. Those strategies, hey, you know what? They are great. They work. I love teaching business strategy. I think it is super fun. But it's only fun and it only works if that person is ready to receive. And in order to be ready to receive, you have to release resistance. And that is when the business practice and strategy and tactics actually come into play. That is when they are powerful. That is when you are unstoppable. And as you can see, I'm getting a little bit worked up. I'm getting a little hot under the collar because I am so passionate about this. And that is really where Unstuck Entrepreneur came to be. And this is exactly what we do. We take the time to get unstuck, to release resistance, to get into the place of allowing. And then we build our business from there. Then we get into the practical business strategy from this new place where, hey, guess what? It can actually work. You won't be resisting it anymore. All right, let me give you some tips on how to get started in getting yourself from a place of resisting to allowing. The first tip is to know what you want so well that you can feel it. I've talked about this a lot. It is one thing to have this thought of like, oh, it'd be cool to like have this thing someday. But I want you to get as specific as you can. And it's okay if you don't know every single detail. No worries. But can you get to a place, at least in this vision of your dream business, where you can feel how it will feel when you are there? That is what really shapes the energetic expression of this desire. Is by getting to a point where you know how you will feel and you can feel it in your body now. So are you excited? Are you stress-free? Do you feel freedom? Do you feel peace, ease, joy? What is it? What happens when you are there and how much of the specifics do you need to get there? And as you add more and can get more specific with it, then you will add on, or that emotion will be that much more powerful. So I love visualization for this. I recommend really seeing if you can quiet your mind just a bit, maybe do some deep breaths or do a light meditation to start, and then begin this visualization practice where you actually are seeing yourself with your dream business, going through your day of what a typical day would be when you do have your dream business. What are you doing? Where are you at? Who are you with? Who works with you? Who do you help? How do you help them? What kind of business model do you have set up? As much as you can get into all the nitty-gritty details if that feels good to you. As soon as it stops feeling good or feeling right or starts getting too complicated, then that means you've gone a little too far in your specificity and you can take it back a notch. No big deal. But can you visualize it? And we do visualization techniques in Unstuck Entrepreneur together. Tip number two, understand your blocks and see that resistance in action. So like we just talked about, resistance comes from your subconscious programming. Those beliefs, those stories that you have in your subconscious mind because of your past, because of what you were taught or what you saw, what you noticed growing up and even beyond that. So we have them, they're baked in there, they've been there for a long time. And a lot of our subconscious programming goes by unnoticed in our lives. And this is where we can really start building that awareness. It's always awareness, always the first step. Get to see how it is playing out in your business and start understanding where that comes from. You've got to take it one step deeper and really see it in action. And then ask yourself, is this the truth or am I just resisting my path? When you do have some reason for taking no action or taking the wrong action or not allowing your guidance to come in and not going towards that nudge you're getting, talking yourself out of things, making excuses, keeping yourself small, staying in your comfort zone, all the things that we do, it's okay. But is it the truth or am I just resisting my path? Am I making a U-turn on this path? Am I going back to LA instead of trying to get to New York? Now we have kind of that metaphor, we have that ability to see it in action. If you stay aware, just keep that awareness up. That's really what it takes to get started. Tip number three, reprogram your belief system. Hey, guess what? That sounds quite challenging, and it is. It takes some practice. It takes a lot of different tools and you finding the tool that works best for you. It's a long-term game plan. It's not something that happens in like 20 minutes. It is a long-term thing. I still to this day find myself coming up against some money stories and money blocks, even though I've been doing this work now, like I said, for at least 6 years. Still, it's a constant thing that I work on and I work through. Some of my favorite things, affirmations. You guys know I love affirmations. They are seen in so many spaces as being woo-woo and fluffy, and they're not. They work. But it takes a specific situation. It takes a specific practice for them to work. You have to do it repeatedly. It has to be over and over, and you have to get to the point where you do actually believe that new affirmation that you're inputting into your brain, and that's when it can start reprogramming. And from there, hey, shift happens. I also love visualization, like I just talked about. Again, something that needs to be done repeatedly. And your brain does not know the difference between real and imagined. So as you repeatedly go through that process of visualizing your dream business, your brain takes that as truth and starts thinking and acting in accordance to that new truth. And reprogramming happens. And then lastly, hypnosis. I love hypnosis. It is something that I think has a lot of stigma around it that is unnecessary. It's really just a deep meditation, and it has been so powerful for me, so powerful for clients, and I just really love it. And I do provide hypnosis tracks for you to check out in Unstuck Entrepreneur. I have two so far. Probably will be adding a third. Tip number four, make it a priority to feel how you want to feel in your business as often as you can. So we went through step one of visualizing how we want it to be and then getting to that place where we feel it. And then now taking those emotions, taking those feelings that you felt in your dream business and plunking them down into your life right now, your current reality right now, in any area that you can. Maybe you don't feel that in your business, but maybe you do feel that in your current job that you have, or in your relationship, or in your family life, or something like that. where you do feel joy and freedom and excitement and passion and all of these things, find that in other areas of your life and start expressing that emotion now, because that will get your energetic expression to a higher vibration, a higher frequency now, and you will start receiving more of guidance. You will start being more open to that guidance, more aware of the nudges and the downloads that you're getting, and feel aligned and inspired to take action on them. And the last tip, one word, the most important word, I think, of this entire episode: expectation. Get real with yourself. Where is your expectation of your business lying? Is it lying on the path of it absolutely is going to happen? Exactly what I want is on its way. I have no resistance. I am in full allowance. Or is your expectation on, well, it might not happen. What if? Like, I can't, this isn't a guarantee. There's so many things that could go wrong. I don't actually think this is possible for me. Which really, you might not even say that, but just by you saying, I have fear of this, that's exactly what you're saying, is that you don't think it's possible. If you fear judgment, if you fear failure, if you aren't showing up fully, if you're making excuses as to why you're not ready, then your expectation is on it not happening, it not working out, it not being successful. So where does your expectation lie? Get very clear on that and building your awareness on that. So now it comes back to really all the other tips that I just went over, and every day committing to a shift in your expectation. It may not go from swing from one to the other in a matter of a day, but as long as you remain aware, as long as you remain open, as long as you do these other tips, and as long as you even just now have the guidance, have the wording to put into place what's actually happening, then now you have the ability to choose differently. And every single choice you make over and over again changes and shifts your expectation to one of inevitable success. So I put that in as tip number 5, the one word, just so that it's something for you to keep top of mind always, especially if you find yourself coming up against some struggle, some overwhelm, some fear when it comes to your business. Where is your expectation, and what small shifts can you make to change that expectation towards your desire? Because that's really 100% all that it's about. The difference between resisting and allowing is in your expectation. What are you expecting to happen? All right, I will end the conversation there. I think there's so much more to be had in this conversation, to be totally honest. I love talking about this because it is something, as I mentioned, that I went through. It's something I see most entrepreneurs, especially new entrepreneurs, going through. And I really want to create a space where we have the ability to see this, to acknowledge it, to work through it, and to shift, to make that lasting shift. And like I said, that's exactly why I created Unstuck Entrepreneur. And if this is something that resonates with you and might be going on behind the scenes in your business or in your future business, why potentially you haven't created your business yet, or why it's not going the way you want it to, then I'd love to chat it out and to walk you through that process in Unstuck Entrepreneur. The doors for the fall class, don't forget everyone, fall class, it's coming very, very soon, in just a few weeks, August 30th to be exact. That is the day that the doors open for enrollment to Unstuck Entrepreneur, which is my lifetime business mentorship and coaching program. There's also like the most amazing community of women you will ever be a part of. So that's a bonus that really ends up being like the best thing ever. And it's probably obvious by now, but I'll just let you all know that it is a program for new entrepreneurs who are looking to grow and scale their business to what they want it to be, or soon to be entrepreneurs that are getting ready to create a business and want to do it right the first time and save themselves weeks and months of years of time in doing it right the first time. And these entrepreneurs, they want a holistic approach to building and growing an impactful, successful business on their terms. So that is who Unstuck Entrepreneur is good for. If that is you, mark your calendars for August 30th. That is when enrollment opens for the fall 2021 class. If you are on the waitlist, you will not only be the first person to know when it opens so that you can actually get a spot, and also you get a discount code that no one else gets. So you want to get on that waitlist, you can do so at seanminar.com/unstuckbiz. And we will have that linked in the show notes as well. And I would love to chat with you more over on my social media. So make sure you're following my business account at Unstuck Entrepreneur and we can chat it up there. And with that being said, until next time, take care. If you're like most of my clients, you followed your passion for health, got your certifications, did the trainings, and now you're excited to have your very own thriving, impactful wellness business. But how do you actually do that? It's a common position to be in, especially in the wellness space, because no one teaches you this whole business thing along the way. This trend is exactly why I'm here, a passionate nutritionist turned business coach for wellness professionals, because I'm done seeing wellness practitioners continue to play small in their business simply because they don't know the right steps to take. If you're like most wellness pros out there with a dream to start their own impactful, freedom-filled business, you've probably spent hours trying to build your website, figure out what the heck to post on social media, and taking all the courses to try to get confident in what you're doing. Or maybe just the thought of all that sends you into a puddle of stress and overwhelm. Good news, you don't need a perfect website, a killer Instagram strategy, or to be an expert to have an impactful and successful business. What you do need is a plan. The Wellness Business Blueprint is the jumpstart you need to plan, prepare, and execute on your passion for helping others without that sinking feeling of overwhelm. Because this isn't like the other stuffy, boring business plans out there. The Wellness Business Blueprint is centered around you. What feels good to you? What's right for your business, your dreams, and your lifestyle? What keeps you in alignment and your energy flowing? What allows you to stay sane and stress-free and excited in your business? Because building your dream wellness business starts with a plan that works for you. This free 15-page printable workbook will take you through my signature Flow and Grow business framework so you can create your own business vision while gaining clarity, structure, and a solid plan to move forward. Download it today and get started on your business blueprint. Head to seanminar.com/WBB. That stands for Wellness Business Blueprint, and get started building your dream wellness business today. Again, that's seanminar.com/WBB.